This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Springs Police Department says alcohol is suspected to be a factor in the multi-vehicle crash at Woodman Road and Duryea Drive. The crash happened Friday evening shortly after 9 p.m. According to CSPD, a white Chevrolet Silverado came through the intersection of Woodman Road, striking a Toyota Camry on the passenger side of the vehicle. All parties involved were transported for medical evaluation. 31-year-old Kevin Burgess has been arrested. The COVID-19 rural fight in Crowley County continues as the community experiences an increase in virus cases. 20% of the county's 3,200 population have contracted the virus since March 2020. Officials say pandemic impacts on the small southeastern Colorado community are unique. Federal CARES Act funding helped the few shops and restaurants after the shutdowns. The county commission's chair says the community is ready to put the pandemic behind them despite an increase in cases recently. An urgent care clinic in Pueblo has been suspended from the state's COVID-19 vaccination program as of Friday after an inspector found numerous violations inside the clinic. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, an unannounced site inspection at Vital Point Urgent Care in Pueblo found a number of irregularities in vaccine storage and handling, high vaccine wastage, issues with required reporting, and inappropriate vaccine administration to individuals outside of the recommended age group. CDPHE told CARDIO the inspection took place on November 10th after a complaint was filed. The Colorado Country Christmas Gift Show continues into the weekend on Sunday today at the COS Event Center in Colorado Springs. People who attend will find new gift ideas, original arts and crafts, home and holiday decor, clothing, and specialty food for holiday browsing. There are hundreds of unique gifts and handmade items with over 150 displays located inside the Colorado Springs Event Center. Santa Claus will also be in attendance to listen to children's Christmas wishes. A 16-year-old was arrested Friday and charged with attempted murder in a shooting that wounded three teenagers during a fight in the parking lot at a Colorado Springs high school. The shooting happened around noon on Friday in the parking lot of Hinckley High School in Aurora. Police say they added that two of the victims are 17 years old, while the third is 16. On Monday afternoon, six Aurora Central High School students were shot in a nearby park. The police department is investigating whether the two shootings are related. The Service Employee International Union Local 105, a Colorado union that represents healthcare, janitorial, security, and airport workers, said 350 janitors walked off the job at 6 a.m. on Saturday due to increased workloads. SEIU said that the 350 janitors have been negotiating for months with their contractor, Flagship Facility Services, about their three-year contract. In a press release, SEIU said they plan to strike against Flagship's unfair labor practice and lack of fair compromise on wages and workload. SEIU said that the Flagship's wage proposal is lower than inflation.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Venechinque. Crisp start to the day today, a little fresh snow up on top of Pikes Peak. I think today will be a little cooler as far as the numbers are concerned, but because we'll have less cloud cover around throughout the day, the sun will kind of counter that a little, so not a bad afternoon. High temperatures probably in the upper 40s to lower 50s around Colorado Springs, low to mid 50s for Pueblo and Canyon City, and we'll stay in the 40s around Teller County. Looks cool tonight, but warmer tomorrow and Tuesday. The next cold front gets here Wednesday with more wind and a chance for some rain and snow. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.